fighting for America.
Good morning, Treasure Valley.
Well, the Valley Women and Children's Shelter has been open since the beginning of February now. We are in need of pretty much everything you use in your day-to-day life, times about 500.
Fighting for Idaho.
Well, I just want to say thank you to you, First Miller, and the generous people of Treasure Valley for keeping the rescue mission lights on and helping us through the summer here.
Fighting for you.
Kevin, I want to say this, and I mean this sincerely. In English translation, that means I know the kind of man you are by the way you walk.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Thank you all. I wish I would have dressed up.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning once again. K. Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Don't forget, coming up in the 7 a.m. hour, which is this right here, we will take a look at the issue, just hanging out with Ollie North. That's right, retired Marine Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North will join us coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, this hour of the program. It's kind of interesting as I'm sitting here taking a look at the 1970-ish television monitors at the broadcast center. It's nonstop Bo Bergdahl. We've got it on ABC, NBC, obviously, with our friends from Channel 7, and Fox News. And it's interesting because they interview a couple people in Haley, standard videos, but really everybody's talking about it. You've got Brian Ross in Qatar. You've got Stephen Hayes in Washington, really pretty much just reciting the reports from the New York Post. And you have Richard Engel in Germany. Of course, everybody's not really caring about the Bergdahls or Idaho for the Army. They just want the big get. To one email that we received about Bo Bergdahl, whether or not he should be given the benefit of the doubt, if he deserted, he should be punished to the full extent of the law, which would be death. And about his dad, send him to Afghanistan on a one-way ticket. That is disturbing when you think about this. And coming up this hour of the program, when we talk to Colonel North, I do want to get your comments on this statement.
We're so much like Afghanistan. I wish I could write a book about that. Our character is a lot alike. The mountain, desert environment breeds tough people. People who know how to farm here and make a living. And it's hard, but it makes you tough. And it does. If it doesn't kill you, it makes you tougher.
You know, that really sounds like Dave Petzo from Petzo Center, the Petzo Financial, Petzo Incorporated, Petzo Worldwide, Money Matters host for 3,000 years here at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning.
See, this is what happens when I don't see you for a week. I get a little punchy.
You got that's quite a lot of hyperbole there. I mean,
it is.
You know, I have been here a long time, though. 25 years is a long time.
You know, your silver anniversary, is it?
That's
right.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a silver microphone.
Where's my cake?
It really won't be silver, but I'll paint it silver. I think actually we're going to do that. We'll have a ceremony for you. We'll get Daryl and Sheila from Canyon County, Tea Party Bob, Terry from State College, Pennsylvania, Liberal Steve. I'm trying to think, Ronnie from Caldwell, maybe. Maybe all these folks, we could have a presentation for you.
Perfect. I'm there.
And maybe we could make it into a music video. How are you in singing?
Happy birthday, I'm okay at.
I can understand and appreciate. So, first off, you know, you talk politics sometimes, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, you
kind I of have to. You can't help it, yeah.
What do you make of the Bergdahl story?
I don't know, Kevin. I think it's more complicated than we want to make it. The president confuses it in my mind because he's always done everything for political reasons. So I'm not sure that I can trust that he wasn't just doing something for political reasons and it just blew up in his face. I don't know, Kevin. I have a hard time with this one. I want all the facts because I just feel like we all tend to go off half-cocked about it. But I find it disturbing to negotiate and release five dangerous people, and potentially when there's so much potential, I think it's dangerous anyway. But then, in this particular case, where there seems to be quite a bit of evidence that he deserted, it's disturbing.
Right, and the idea of whether or not desertion means that we desert him.
Yeah, well, that's
the question.
Well, that's a fair point. I hear valid points on both sides, and Kevin, my own feeling is that he should not have been released because there's five dangerous people out there, but that was the choice they made.
Dave Petzl with us here at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. A few things going on in the financial world. It is a lazy, hazy, really Monday in the summertime. What about the intensity level? Now, I know you're a pretty intense guy, and that's why we love you.
I can get fired up, yes. But the markets are very complacent right now. There's no doubt about it. There's really no big news going on, no reason to move the markets in any particular direction, so they've been moving higher. And I think it's just astounding that we sit here at all-time highs, and you and I are talking about this week after week, month after month, year after year.
I really don't appreciate the way the markets are going. I much appreciated better when everything was tanking and we could have a lot of bad news. I really, I like it.
Well, it's better news.
I know. I like the idea of waking up to bad news, but that really didn't work out too well. But it is wonderful. Could anything stop the climb of the markets? Anything that you foresee?
No. But what I don't see is what always gets us. And because we price in, the markets price in what we see. Now, the trick to the market really is this. We tend to, as human beings, especially on the downside, we tend to price in more than we should, more than we see. We get more fearful. We're afraid it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And that's why nobody buys when the market's at $6,000-$7,000 on the Dow, 7,000 points on the Dow. They don't buy because the news is terrible and the news flow is even getting worse. But at that point, the reason it starts to rise is that it didn't get worse. It just was bad. It was really bad. But people had basically priced in Armageddon, and that's what they do. So the trick is trying to see, if you will, to feel, not see, but to feel where the market might be making a turn based on not good news, but just that the news doesn't get any worse.
I want to draw upon all of your financial skills, all of your years of experience here at 580KIDO, and when you're in your civilian world, ruling the world. I was talking to some local real estate guys when I was at the Walmart, and they're telling me that we're not at 07 levels or 08 levels here in the Treasure Valley as far as real estate, but we're at 06 levels. How many times, Dave Petzl, oh my God, it's Kevin Miller time, and all he's going to do is talk to me about real estate values when historically the ones in Kenyon County, 50% drop-off, a home sold at $140,000, now it's $70,000. They are coming back. They are getting back. What's the cause of it, considering you still have an unemployment rate at 6.3%, 23.5 Americans either want a job or want to work full-time and cannot?
Right. Yeah, the unemployment rate's not 6.3 in my mind. It's around 12, 13. And the reason I say that is that's where the U6 is, or ballparking, being a little bit more generous on it. The U6, again, for those of you who know it, that's great, but not everybody does. It's where, Kevin, you mentioned it right there. It's the people that want a job, that have left the workforce or not even in it, people that want instead of part-time, they want a full-time job, and the people who are in the unemployed. So it's people that flat quit trying as well. That's a big number. It's a much bigger number, and so I think that's a huge problem. What's going on here, Kevin? We've got Micron as an example of a local company that's doing very well, not just its stock price. They're hiring people. There's more and more money there in options. Profit sharing's coming back. That stock is up fivefold in 2 years, fivefold. So all the option money is working its way through the economy as well. It doesn't hit Canyon County except as an after effect, if you will, to what happens here in Ada, right? This is the center of the universe. I'm not putting down the people in Caldwell. You know that. I of course, I love them, but it's not.
You like to vacation there.
I do. Actually, I do. I think Caldwell's a very interesting and underrated place.
Home
by
of
the way.
Reverend Bill, yes.
Yeah, it is an underrated place. It's a marvelous, marvelous little family community. But the point is that people are going to want to be near that core of Ada County, and the further out you go, it's going to take time to get back out there. People were buying, and they way overpaid for homes. It's going to take years to get back to that level out there. In Boise, we're coming back very, very strongly, and particularly in some of the higher, middle, high-end areas, where that unique, I'm right on the rim at the park or what have you. Those properties are doing very well and selling like that. So it's because overall the economy isn't that bad, Kevin.
Right, and here in particular, you have Whole Foods, you have Trader Joe's, you have all these businesses coming in. And I just wonder, you know, for the middle class, I think it's great. But on the high end, you know, you have a lot of look, Dave Pezzo, you're a local guy. You choose to live here. You travel the world and you come back here. Let's be honest on a story that is not being reported by the local press, 580KIDO, and that's the heritage mom-and-pop restaurants that have all been going out of business. What, Table Rock bid it a couple weeks ago. You've got the Asian food place on Chinden after 30 years. Then you have the Stagecoach. Then you have these restaurants downtown, as whether it's competition or anything else. So on one hand, we have all these folks moving in, and yet we have these iconic institutions biting the dust.
It's retail, and it always is in motion. You know, retail is probably the epitome of creative destruction, if you will. It just whoever is here today will not be down the road. They were not going to be the hot restaurant.
But after 30 years, what works in your business as in mine? It's equity. It's time in cockpit. It's that old reliable. It's listening habits. It's all sorts of things.
It is. It is. But the difference in retail, I think, is there's an energy with a new place that dissipates with time. Within our industries, you know, there is one similarity that comes to mind, is that within my industry and within yours, experience is gold. We get better. We get wiser. We're more capable. Even though our energy level may be a little bit less, we are so much better at it. I've watched you. I watched my buddy John DeWayne, and it's one of those things where over the years they get better. You get better, Kevin.
Kind of like a fungus. I get better.
Yeah. No, I wasn't thinking you actually have a fungus, but but you do. You get better. And that's not true in restaurants. There's a high energy level when a place is new and open, and for a while it's growing. It's a place to be. You can't keep that kind of energy level forever. And in that industry, it's not something that gets better with age. Ours does. It's different.
You know, some of the restaurants that I haven't been to, but I'm a fan of, you know, and I'm wondering how they're doing. You've got Chandler's, obviously. You've got Lock, Stock, and Barrel. You've got the new Ruth's Chris. Any word on the street about all those? I know Chandler's did a course correction concerning the with Ruth's Chris coming in. I will wonder to see how successful the Ruth's Chris franchise is here.
I think it will be. I went over there and enjoyed a meal over there with our office here about 3 weeks ago. Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. And it was busy. And when you call over there, you want to get a table,
lunch,
it's busy.
Or dinner? Really?
So I don't know how they do it at lunch, but anyway, it's been fabulous. But again, it's new, Kevin. People are going to go check it out. So we'll see what the staying power is. At Lock, Stock, and Barrel, you reminded me, it's the one that just kind of disappears. But when I came to Boise, it was here. So it's still hanging in there. There are some that are hanging in there, reinvent themselves, recreate themselves, and hopefully they'll be around for a while.
Can we have too much retail? I take a look at Meridian here. By the way, Dave Pezzo with us, Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Can we have too much retail? All of a sudden, you know, Meridian, second largest city in the state. We've got we just had a new, well, they did, because I live in Star now. They had a new Walmart right over there by Lowe's. Now another one off of Chinden over by the Fred Meyer, I guess, 10 Mile. And then they're talking about a Costco. That's a lot, because you have these Walmarts that have been successful on Fairview, now the one over there on Overland. Now you've got the Garrity one. Are they going to eventually cannibalize themselves? Because you do have to go a little distance to get to the store, right?
You would think so. And they do. They do cannibalize themselves. There's no question about it. That's why as these companies get bigger and bigger, people used to drive all the way from Twin Falls to go to Costco.
Right.
Then they built the bigger Costco here. And now they built one in Twin Falls. And they've got one out in Caldwell.
Right.
So, yes, the answer is it does cannibalize sales. Absolutely. And in these companies' minds, and obviously in their balance sheets, it shows that by having more within reason, and they will have a saturation point, they get even more sales overall in the valley, and it's well worth it.
Speaking of progress, right off exit 38 there, is it? No, that's the Garrity Road exit. It's the Midland exit. There's going to be a new Cracker Barrel that's opening. Okay, and you know, usually those folks, they do research studies and everything else.
Yep.
They right off the highway there, so they're now hiring, which is good. And I think for that area, it's going to be good because you got Red Robin, you got Texas Roadhouse, and now you have the Cracker Barrel.
You do, and by my recollection, you know, I don't eat a lot out in that area, but they're very underserved for restaurants out in Nampa Caldwell. So.
Well, yes, and we'll talk more coming up with Dave Petzo. Kevin Miller in the morning. Don't forget, Colonel North will be joining us this hour as well at 580KIDO. But Dave Petzo, you know Oliver North in my eyes.
Yeah, I do. I think I do.
You know, if they said if you had to pick between Dave Petzo and Ollie North, it'd be you.
No, you can't do that. Don't
you wouldn't
do
even
that.
Pick yourself over
I
Oliver
would not.
North?
I would not.
Well, you're
not.
Here every week. We have to go with the horse that brought us to the dance, if that makes sense.
Well, this horse will be back to the dance.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning, back to Dave Petzo at 580 KIDO. So a new report from, I think, Bloomberg Businessweek that grad school students could win big as the president looks to slash debt payments. And look, the student loan game is a scam anyway. You can go to these colleges and then you're an indentured servant for the rest of your life. But on the other hand, you do lend folks money.
Mm-hmm.
And what type of message does it send that all of a sudden you're not required to pay the debt that you incurred? I know you're not a big fan of that.
No, I'm not. I already think we have an entitlement mentality in society. You know, it creates a lack. You and I have talked about this. I think we might have talked about it on Saturday a little bit about when we're kind of growing up, you know, and you look at the jobs that are available today. Well, there weren't any jobs available when I was coming out of high school either. It was the early 80s in Boise, Idaho. It was an absolutely horrible time. But people just went to work. They just found a way to work, and they worked hard at really crappy jobs.
But weren't there more jobs then?
No, there were not. There were less jobs then.
Really?
Yeah, it was a terrible time. It was a truly terrible time. Remember, that was just, I mean, you know, when I got out of high school, I graduated high school in 79. So we're talking about Jimmy Carter days.
That was a great economy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. It was perfect. It was an awesome economy. And so.
Still have memories of that, do you?
Oh, yeah. So for those of us that kind of were in that era, you understand exactly what I'm talking about. There's no jobs. But people made it. They created it. They figured out a way. Instead of sitting around and moving back in with dad, I couldn't move in with my dad. My dad's an awesome guy, but when you're 17, 18 years old, it's time to leave the house, and they meant it, I meant it, and didn't come back, and so there weren't options like we have today. So it's not, I'm not putting it down. I take care of my kids, I think probably too well, all those things like we all think of all the time, but Kevin, I just don't think that we need to coddle this generation any more than we already do. It creates a society of people that feel entitled to the lifestyle they're in. I worry about the creativity, the motivation of this group, just like every generation does before it. But when we have a government coming in all the time, say, oh, it's okay, move back home. Oh, it's okay, we'll pay your student loans. It's okay, you don't have any real responsibility here. It's okay, we're going to provide all health care. If you don't make a good living, it's okay. The government will provide all your health care. If you don't make a good living, we'll give you some food stamps. We'll give you a little extra. You know, if it doesn't work out for you, we're going to do this. And it just goes on and on and on until people really, without thinking about it, we fall into a society that expects government to do more. So, no, I think it's very insidious. It's not being cold to say, no, you don't pay those bills. We've got to turn this clock back. We really do. This is a very serious problem that we're facing going forward with a society that has an expectation that everything's taken care of for them.
59% of Americans now believe the American dream is dead.
Well, that's just stupid. Next question.
That's just stupid.
It's
Come
just
on.
Stupid. It is not dead. That's just crazy. That's just the negativity that humans are to come out with every poll. I mean, if you said, you know, you think that the future is going to be less bright than the past, well, the dimwits out there all universally say, yeah, I don't think it's going to be as good, because we think negatively, and all of the evidence of all of history is that it gets better and better and better and better. Better all the time.
And speaking of better, I know that you're in favor of this. Seattle hikes the minimum wage to 15 bones an hour. Why isn't that a good thing?
I think it is a good thing. I think it's a great thing for Seattle. It's just not a great thing for everywhere. They want to try that? That's great. That's a good experiment. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe those of us who think that the free market is the best design for wages that there is, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we're wrong. Maybe that works perfect. But in Seattle, they decide they want to do that. Their politicians, their people want to do that. That's fine. Just don't tell me in Boise, Idaho, what I need to do.
But there is a movement by the president to raise the minimum wage. What's the impact that has on businesses?
I think it's devastating, especially in areas. I mean, it makes no sense. It costs multiples to live in New York than it does in Boise or, you know, Omaha or wherever you want to point at, other than the real expensive city centers. So it makes no sense. And it also says that the federal government knows better. They don't know better. They know worse. The further away from the humans that are in contact, in other words, local knows. Local can decide better and govern themselves better than the national can. So Obama's completely wrong, but he's always wrong. He thinks that he should be able to decide because he's smarter than anybody else.
What do you say to the people listening right now at 580KIDO that say, Dave Petzo, you're wrong. You've done well, but all those people that are making minimum wage that can't go anywhere else, a raise would do them well.
I wouldn't have been able to dig the ditch that I dug to get food on the table while I was studying to get my licenses to do what I do. The job wouldn't have been available. I couldn't have shoveled the sheep manure out of the barn. He wouldn't have hired me to do that for $15 an hour or whatever the equivalent was then. It's just a stupid job. It's just to make some money so I can get my license and I can move forward. I wasn't entitled when I started in this industry to make a certain amount of money. I was entitled as an effort, and my efforts, you know, basically were you ate what you killed. And I didn't kill a lot for a while. My minimum wage was well below the minimum wage at that time. But it gave me a chance. Chance to start in something that turned out to be quite a passion for me. Something I really loved doing. But if I didn't have that, if there had been a governing body, I never would have had a chance to do it.
Dave Petzo, to be continued. I guess we'll see you in a while. You're leaving us.
I am. I'm going to go get some learning done.
But you're coming back.
I am coming back.
Okay, just checking.
I love Boise. I'm coming back.
All right. See, I like to throw that tease out there just so
I'll be here
guessing. All right. Our friend Dave Petzo with us, Money Matters, Petzo Center, Petzo Financial, 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekday afternoons at 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, 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 men.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning with Dave Burnett. Hello to Nolan, security guard Mike, Big Mike, Rebecca, I believe, from Albertsons. The gang is all here this morning. I'm sorry if I left you out. Dave, good morning.
Did you leave me out?
No, I think you were the first.
Nice. All right. I feel better then.
Is it time to ban beauty pageants?
No. Why should it be?
Because I think that we live in such a society today where we objectify women and this, that, and the other. I mean, what is the benefit of watching the girls run around and giving us the free samples?
Number one is your attitude toward it, where you consider them girls. There, look at that, huh? How's that for getting politically correct?
What's the matter with calling them girls?
They're women. They're women, Kevin.
Young women.
Yes, but they're women.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
These days, you never know.
Well, good point. why should we go banning stuff? What else should we ban? Should we ban church? How about we ban this? Let's ban something else. You know what? Let the free marketplace reign. If nobody wants to see it, it'll go away.
I'm just saying, as I was watching on Fox News moments ago, the rerun of the Miss USA pageant, and people are doing this, that, and the other, I'm thinking, what's the really overall benefit but just to objectify women? And, you know, we're not going to see Madeleine Albright or Hillary Clinton in a bikini. We appreciate those.
Okay, I don't want to see that. What's wrong with you?
You know, I'm not a fan of Jimmy Fallon, but there's a line in a movie, and I don't know if it's The Night at the Roxbury. He wasn't in a lot of movies, but I think it was him. And he looks at a girl, and he's about ready to go into the loony, but he goes, you know, you're turning me gay! And it was just such a funny line. I don't know why I had to say that, but it was just funny what he said about that. But back to Madeleine Albright in a bikini or Hillary Clinton. I mean, we don't have them in bikinis. I guess that would be that's where the line would come from. Why would we have these young, as you call them, women?
So I guess
I can't call them girls. I mean, I'm an old man. I mean, an old man, you can call people girls and get away with it.
Well, let
me
try to get to the bottom of this then. So what you're saying is you want to see Hillary Clinton in a bikini? Is that what you're saying?
Unless that becomes a prerequisite to be the next president of the United States, yeah.
If these women want to go into a beauty pageant, why are you stopping them?
Because I'm worried about them. I'm worried about
you aren't worried about them.
I am. I'm worried about the, people objectifying them and just appreciating them for their outstanding physiques and not what's inside. Because really, that's what counts. It's about the person you are inside, not about what you look like.
Well, let's ban bodybuilding competitions.
You know, in the old days, bodybuilding was great. I competed in bodybuilding competitions.
Oh, in the old days when you did it. I gotcha.
But now, because of our extra sensitivity in society today, I would have a tendency to agree with you just based on the fact that you have a... I mean, really, what's the benefit of a bunch of guys without any clothes on, really, rubbing oil on each other and getting out on stage? And
the benefit is the same benefit it was 20 years ago when you did, Kevin.
Well, let's see. This was 25 years.
Okay, 25 years. Same benefit. It's just your perspective has changed. See, that's a big difference. Your perspective has changed, the way you look at it, the way the event goes on, no different.
I think our society has changed. We've become more sensitive. I know that I've become more sensitive, and in the old days, I would be like a lot of these folks going, yes, we need to watch the women in the bikinis, but I have become enlightened in my old age.
You've become more cynical with your old age. That's good.
And I just think that, quite frankly, that it's better off that we, I just don't know. But here's Miss USA.
Miss Nevada, by the way.
Maybe that amounts to something, but I don't see it.
I don't see any reason to stop it. Let the free marketplace reign. If the world really doesn't want it, it'll go away.
Well, then let's just bring in the drugs, then.
Let's bring in the drugs?
Free market.
There you go. If it's not wanted, it'll go away. By the way, speaking of, you were mentioning gay... The words, the ad, the words documentary is premiering Sunday in Boise. What time do you want me to pick you up?
Wait a minute. Is it a local production?
Yes. See, now hang on here before you say anything, because now we kind of know why the big show went on for so long, for so many days, and we were all going, what the heck? Why do they keep going out there day after day? Evidently, they made a documentary. And it premieres this Sunday in Boise. So what time do you want me to pick you up?
I don't know. Maybe the senator can return our calls or confirm with Ray, and we'd love to have her on to promote her appearance.
Yeah. So I find that fascinating because I was wondering, okay, what is the purpose of being there day after day other than they were, you know, promoting their cause? Until I suddenly, when I find this out, I'm going, oh, I get it. They needed enough footage to make a documentary. So that's why they return day after day, covering their mouth, you know, like, hear no evil, see no evil, blah, blah, blah. And now they get a documentary.
Well, the thing that kind of disturbs me is that HBO is doing a documentary on Prop 8 and how it was so courageous to fight Prop 8 and everything else. All we're seeing and hearing is one side of the story here. And whether we agree or disagree with the other side, there has to be, I would say, some type of mutual respect. And I'm not seeing that these days. I'm not hearing it, which is unfortunate.
Yeah. And I will say, I think add the words people have every right in the world to protest and to do that as long as they're not blocking me from doing my business. But I think they have the right to do it, so knock yourself out with it. But it does make more sense now as to why they kept out there every day. They just need some footage.
Well, I'm with you at 580KIDO. The only other issue, though, is this romantic notion that they're fighting for freedom and such like that. And it's the same thing as the civil rights movement. You recall, you know, you and I were running around Montgomery and Birmingham in those days. It was very different from people locking themselves in closets in Boise, Idaho.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a bit different.
Yeah, so we got that. What about this owner of California Chrome? He keeps apologizing now.
Quit apologizing. We live in a day and an age where you can't state what you feel. I mean, what did he say? He was kind of, you know, wah-wah. But you know what? It's what he felt. I don't understand why we can't say what we think. And he felt, you know, he felt bad, and he said something about a wheelchair, and people were upset. And we live in a day and an age where you can't say what you feel, and now he's got to go back on and apologize all over. Okay, you're going to be a footnote very quickly. Nobody's going to remember the name of you or your horse. But, you know, he got beat. He complained. Now he's apologizing on TV. Let people say what they feel. How am I doing? How am I doing today?
I would agree with you. I think you're doing outstanding. You get a one ringy dingy for that at 580KIDO. But, you know, he says something, then he apologizes. Everybody can apologize. Everybody's forgiven except Donald Sterling.
He's coming back now after his wife makes a deal to sell the team to, I think, Kevin or whoever it was. And he said, yes, I'll go along with that. Now he's saying, no, wait, I want to go ahead and sue the NBA. So he has just become a thorn in the side of the NBA.
You know, but here's the thing about that. Apparently he thought that he would be reinstated, that they would say, all is forgiven, everything is cool, you can, you know, you can come back to games. And then Adam Silver said, no, no, no. So now he's mad. And nobody likes Donald Sterling mad.
Well, I guess I don't understand this. And mind you, again, the NBA is a franchise deal. So it's like, you know, if you own a McDonald's, you know, the corporate can say who can do it and who can't do it. But if he sold it, who's the NBA to ban him from coming inside a game, paying for a ticket, and coming inside a game if he wants to?
But here's the thing about that. I'm wondering about his wife has signed a deal that she will protect the NBA. So he's suing her, but I don't know how that works. If he's suing the NBA, how can she take the heat for the NBA based on some type of legal agreement, I guess? I don't know.
It all gets very confusing to me, and it looks like this is going to be something that drags out through the summer. And if it does, it'll be interesting to see what the coaches and players do come fall if Donald is still the owner. And a lot of them saying, well, we're not going to play. Well, you hang several million dollars out, and you might get them to change your mind. I don't know. It'll be fascinating to watch this.
Well, I would love it, though, if Sterling won. Because I get the argument, and you've been a small businessman. You've run a deli. You've been a police officer. You've been in Central America. You played soccer. You've done a lot of things.
All except being a cop. I don't know where you get that.
You went to the police academy.
Well, whatever.
Anyway, at 580KIDO, what I'm saying, getting to the point here is what that woman did was illegal, and no one seems to bring that up. And you take a look at what's going on in Arizona and everything else, that's illegal, and you have a judge saying that the president is refusing to obey the law with these kids being dumped here. You know, I don't want to talk about like I'm Alex Jones, and people really don't want to wake up to Alex Jones. He does an incredible job for us here.
Weeknights at 7.
But this is scary stuff where he's just running wild. He had some women's team up there, and some lady tripped, and it's ha ha ha, and he's working out with dumbbells, and you know, and now here we have Channel 7 with this big news story about add the words. Is that really a news story? I mean, I guess I should, maybe I should come up with a documentary with the no words or take away the words. It's just crazy.
Watch me sit in the chair movement.
Yeah, but. Getting back to this issue at 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com, I just wonder when the brakes will hit with this guy who is not obeying the law. He's just running wild.
And has some of his own people in party now looking at him going, what the heck?
Right. And you can throw in the Bergdahl thing. You can throw in just about everything else.
Yeah, I find it fascinating with the Bergdahl, and put Bo Bergdahl aside, because the military can do what, you know, they can and will do what they're going to do there. You have an issue where you have lawmakers upset, feeling the president broke the law. You have the Taliban and their treatment of a U.S. prisoner. I mean, there's a lot of issues, but everybody wants to focus on Bob Bergdahl's beard. You know, I find it interesting.
Yeah, but here's the thing that I don't get at 580KIDO, and just people calling Bo Bergdahl Private Abdullah now.
Isn't that hate speech?
I have to tell you that I don't know that he did that. I haven't seen that, that he committed jihad, that he used cell phones to kill his troops. I don't know if somebody who's only been in the military 18 months had the ability to do that. I'm just starting to think to myself here that, and I've been guilty of this, and people on the left and the right, that the shark has been jumped, and the vilification, and then the threats against Bob Bergdahl.
Well, let me ask you this question. Let's just suppose, and let's try to take the emotion, the fact he's from Idaho, you know, take all that aside. If somebody had become a traitor and had gone to the other side, wouldn't there have been videos of him holding up a machine gun, you know, with the old blah, 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 whatever, and cheering and shooting bullets into the air? Wouldn't there have been propaganda video about that, which would be more damning to the spirit and the morale of U.S. troops as opposed to some guy who looked like he was being underfed? Wouldn't it make more sense that if he had, and I'm just asking, if he had changed sides, to show him dressed and supporting and training with the Taliban as opposed to what we saw? Wouldn't that make more sense?
It would, like we've seen a lot of Americans that have gone over to the other side.
Yeah, and we never saw that. We never saw an indication. My gut feel again is that he went out against leadership's authority, and probably within 45 minutes went, uh-oh.
There was a pattern of it, and apparently that pattern was ignored.
And what the purpose was, I don't know, and those questions have to be answered, and I would assume the military will get answers.
Yeah, but you know how it is. If somebody comes to you and says something that you're going, that isn't right, you report it to your superiors, don't you?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. That or something bad happens. You know, that's you know.
You don't just say, okay, like, hey, Dave, can I leave and take the station van? Well, you can leave, just don't take the station van. Hey, where's Kevin? Oh, he left. Uh-oh, we better go look for him.
Yeah. So, just things to ponder this morning. But we need to do this. Your traffic now is coming out of
Ramsey. Weekdays noon till 3 on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
5:59, if you missed our interview with Colonel North yesterday, you'll hear that coming up. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580KIDO. Let's get you to work safely and on. And it is 5:59, coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk to our old friend Heidi Harris. We'll get her thoughts on a few things. Phil Hardy will be in. Ollie North, plus you, Kevin Miller.
Serving Meridian.